Oh, Ricky, made a little bit heavy weather of it in the second half, but it's lovely to get another 3 points on the board, and it's very, very important today.
Yeah, we've waited a long time. I've waited a long time, because I weren't here against Biggleswade when we managed to get the last win. But, you know, I've heard a lot of people saying, oh, you made hard work of it in the second half. You know, we didn't make hard work of it. Dunstable made us work hard for it. There's a big difference. And, you know, of course... I think the important thing was in these sorts of games is we played well first half, and when you're on top, to make sure you score. And then when the game becomes very level and becomes a bit of a battle, they change their shape, and it was very, very like compact in midfield, and a lot of play was spent in the middle of the pitch, and neither side could really get a foothold in the game. And it's important during those times that you don't concede. And, you know, let's take out the goal that we did concede, because, you know, unfortunately for Goffey, you know, we actually defended really well, and apart from that, the one that they hit the post, but we defended our box very, very well. So I'm just really pleased. You know, it was obviously an important game. If we are going to start to pick up points and move up the league, we have to sort our home form out. That's the first win of the season from, I think, 9 games. So that's important. And obviously beat the teams around you. So Dunstable are one of those teams. So again, it was important. But really, just really pleased. I thought, like I said, I thought our first half performance was excellent and set the win up. And then second half, we had to dig in and work hard and defend well. And I thought we stood up to that and come through it well.
Battled well. It's nice to see a few of those injured players back though as well. Louis Farrell and a few of the others back. Hawley looked good up front.
Yeah, Hawley I thought was excellent. Worked the line first off. I thought he was absolutely different class. And then, you know, as they, like I said, they changed their shape second half, and he became a little bit isolated. But Eugene Libertucci again, I thought was outstanding. Lewis coming in, you know, we've been waiting a long time. You know, we obviously lost the centre half in the summer, and we felt that Lewis was the player to replace him, and unfortunately he's only had a couple of games in that position before he got injured and having to play at right back. So I thought he done well. But Lloyd Groves, I thought aerially was outstanding. Yeah. I thought he defended well. There was a couple of blocks in the first half where he put his body on the line. You know, that's what we want, and yeah. I thought that was outstanding. And you know, Milo coming back after suspension, and you know, obviously with Brett Longdon departing the club for AFC Dunstable, you know, he had a spell on the sidelines, so we brought Milo in, and you know, Milo's an outstanding player, and today he showed that again. And you know, we wish Brett all the best, but you know, I thought, you know, Milo playing in that back, in that right back position, gives you some real good stability. So no, it was a good performance, and like I said, I think there's going to be a satisfaction with this group of players when we turn these results around. We've had a tough start against some very, very good opposition. We've now gone into a run of games where you look at and think, you know, we can pick up some points, and today was one of those, and we've managed to pick up maximum points, and we'll prepare properly this week and look forward to welcoming him through at the weekend.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, mate.